Well, not as Eucharistic liturgy, but sisters. I gave a retreat in New Mexico, well, earlier this year, and as a contemplative community. And after the retreat, one of the sisters made some bookmarks, you know, some bookmarks for me. I think about maybe 10 or 12. And Frank, would you remind me to send some, at least maybe two or so, if I can find them, back to Calcutta. They're real nice. I think they're painted, aren't they? In any case, and do I remember the exact words? The beatific vision is a holy Eucharist in heaven. So, well, one big difference between heaven, when we get there, and sisters, I can't wait. Let's make sure. Sisters, do you know they have classes in heaven? Did you know that? Oh, yes. It is going to be fascinating. And nobody will fall asleep. Well, it will not be a liturgy, of course, of faith, because we will see Christ both in His divinity, face to face, that's the beatific vision, and bodily. We'll see Him with our bodily eyes, and hear Him with bodily ears. So, and there will be singing in heaven. Everybody will have a good voice, too. And now for class. I would like to, and depending on how much time we have, because, as I've said, I bought enough for months of lectures. It's a question of choosing and picking. He began speaking about Eucharistic saints, remember? And, as he also said, every saint, he would not be a saint of the Catholic Church unless he or she had a deep faith in and devotion to the Holy Eucharist. And I mentioned at the beginning St. Ignatius of Antioch. Death, remember, 107 A.D. He was a martyr, and our first great witness, clear witness to the real peasants. And to the real peasants as a source of knowledge for the mind and strength for the will. And remember, our faith is knowledge. Most of what we know, sisters, question. How would you answer this question? Is most of what we know, what we have reason to, or what we believe?
Reason.
What? Have you repeat the question? Is most of our knowledge? And by now we know many things. Is most of our knowledge, quantitatively, in terms of amount? Is most of our knowledge what we have learned from experience and reason, or with most of our knowledge, the fruit of faith. Faith. Sisters, I presume you all know who your mother is. Who your mother is? Your mother is? Frank, know your mother? How do you know she's your mother? Am I clear? By faith. And this covers, for example, until I came to Calcutta, and having both studied and taught Hinduism, I have lectures, 2 semester lectures on Hinduism. You know that, sisters? And many of my students from the United States, I'm in America, they're in India. I'm teaching Hindus about Hinduism. The poor dears, a lot of them don't really understand Hinduism. They need help. And while the university I was teaching from in Chicago, the Department of Correspondence Education, and not all the Hindus got A's in Hinduism. Isn't that something? It is a Christian to understand other religions. However, all this time, I believed there was in India and in Calcutta. Am I clear? Then I came here. Well, Frank, you know this is India?
Oh, yes.
And now we know it by experience. May I ask? This is now 1997. I try never to ask women their age, but if you don't mind, you don't have to put your hand up. Was anyone here born before 1948? Oh, sister. Congratulations. And that means that most of you were born after India received her independence, right? How do you know? By faith. So now we continue with the Eucharistic saints. And the secret is to understand what we believe. Saint, as I said, St. Ignatius of Antioch, is our first great Eucharistic saint and a martyr. Now we skip over 1,000 years, and I could go on and mention many others. St. Benedict had a great devotion to the Holy Eucharist. St. Augustine, and St. Augustine, remember, he lived in the late 4th and early 5th centuries. St. Augustine said some unusual things about the Eucharist. Had St. Augustine said some unusual things about other truths of our faith before he died? Do you know that? He published a thick book